News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
I truly believe that being aware of and protective about skin changes has saved me from the worst case scenario that my dad went through with skin cancer. So says skin cancer survivor Liz Farrell, who joins us now to talk about the importance of getting checked. Liz, before we do anything else, I know it is a prying slightly, but given the context, I think I'm okay. How is your health currently?
Yeah, good, thank God. I have, I've just finished another round of chemotherapy cream back in May. So I'm in the process of just kind of monitoring the changes, you know, around my forehead. But this would be kind of the third time that I've used the chemotherapy cream. It's more kind of a precautionary method rather than, you know, just to be careful.
Well, tell us then how you first spotted a problem. Now, you said forehead, that's where you spotted it.
Yeah, there was three. It started off with one mark that was a bit more prominent than the other two. And there was three. Now, the other two were kind of tiny little red. They looked like dry skin, more so than anything to be kind of worried about. But there was one that was a bit more sinister looking than what the other two were. So obviously my father was going through skin cancer at that time. So I was aware of, you know, what to look out, not kind of what to look out for, but because he had it, it kind of made me a bit more aware of that it could have been something. But so there was two dry spots is what they looked like at first. And I just kind of took pictures of them and kept an eye on them. Kept going back to my doctor and just saying, look, I'm not comfortable. What's happening? One of them started to bleed when I was getting in and out of the shower. So I knew that was a bit, that one had to be kind of watched more so than the other two. But it was about, I'd say, a year and a half before they kind of just developed into something. But because I was documenting with photographs, I could see the changes. So I was, you know, keeping an eye on it.
And were you fairly sure that it was cancer before you got the diagnosis?
No, and when my GP was kind of saying, no, it's fine, like, you know, we'll freeze it and we'll just keep an eye on it and see. I wasn't like adamant it was cancer, do you know what I mean? It was just the one that was bleeding that I would have thought there was kind of something in that more so than the other two. The other two were very small and flat, like red little dry patches. Whereas the one that was bleeding was kind of sitting more off my head. So if anything, I would have thought the other two were fine. But it turned out it's three of them were. There were two different types of cancer.
And when you got the diagnosis, what was the recommended treatment?
I had incisions. Obviously, they just went in. Like when I went in to see the dermatologist originally, he was kind of he was very positive. Like he was saying that, you know, we'll just a clear cut, we'll have you in and out. But when we got in to do the surgery, I was awake for the whole thing, like we were talking through it. And there was one of them, I think it was on the left-hand side, was starting to travel down behind my eyes. And that would have been one of the smaller ones that I wasn't worried about. But it was, I had the incisions done and it was about 3 weeks recovery, just minding the scars and being careful. And then I did chemotherapy cream just to be on the safe side after it. And that was for 4 weeks.
And were you frightened?
Not yes and no. Like I wasn't. The scars were very invasive, more so than what I was expecting. I thought because my dermatologist was so positive from the first consultation, he kind of made it out that it was, you know, like a small little cut. But then obviously when they got in there, there was a lot more damage done and they had to go a bit deeper. So when I seen the scars, I was a bit, oh my God, this is a lot more serious than what I thought. But thankfully, the healing process was really good afterwards. So I was looking at my father's. My father's was a lot, his was very bad. So I was kind of grateful in the sense that I felt I kind of got it a bit quicker. But I was a bit concerned afterwards, like when I seen the scar and I was wondering how long the healing process was going to take. But I think like it is with skin cancer, it's the quicker you find it and the quicker you act, you have more chances. And obviously then, like that was 2021, I've had a few on my shoulder and stuff like that, but just being proactive, like with I'm monitoring all the changes and, you know, sun cream, obviously, all year round. Like, I use it in the winter and everything, covering when I'm out in the sun. I limit the time I'm in the sun. And I wasn't a sun worshipper either. I never used sunbeds. I wouldn't have been one that would have been lying out in the sun. Do you know? So I couldn't really understand why and how I got it.
Well, isn't it great that you did push to get it checked? And I'm glad that your health is good at the moment, Liz. Thank you very much for coming on. That is Liz Farrell, skin cancer survivor. And if anything in Liz's story has given you concern, or there's anything that you are a little bit suspicious about, or you want further information, cancer.ie, that's the Irish Cancer Society's website. They have lots of information on skin cancers and the identification of them. And of course, they have a free phone, 1800 200 700, or there's other information on the HSE website.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.